Okay, tonight we're going to learn all about Shatnez. Now I know much more about Shatnez than I did when we did in Nida. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi, as we will see, Pashtus argues on the Bavli in terms of Shatnez. Okay, not yet. First we're going to learn about some Durabonot. Habrosim, the Bardasim, Vadal Mitikyun, these are all woolen garments. Minolos apinon, and the minolos apinon are shoes made out of wool. I think they're more like socks, okay? They're like wool socks. Lo b'shem achiv, you shouldn't wear them until you check them out to make sure there's no shatnez. Rabbi Yosef Merav Avoy Michof Yom Mdina Sayom. However, Rabbi Yossi, when this af means that normally means also here means however, af aboyim indeed chofiyam this and those which come from the seashore and from chutz laaretz, enon tzuchim bdikot, they don't have to be checked in the nation chos kosim mekanbus, because the assumption is that even if they use some flax-like material, it's really hemp and it's not going to be a shatnez. Umino shel zered a shoe which is made primarily of leather doesn't have a problem of kilayim. According to the Stipulus Sonios, because they only put wool padding inside of it. The Rambam says, since it's made, I don't know if the Rambam, but other Rishonim say that even if it has shatnez in it, it's hard shatnez. In other words, they don't make soft fabric to put into it, but rather hard fabric. And we looked before, it has to be something which provides some warmth and some protection to you, whereas a hard fabric is just like walking on wood. It doesn't matter if it's shatnez or not.
It's hard fabric from the wool of sheep.
Hard fabric made from wool and sheep together, wool and linen together.
Not really, but I mean, yeah. It's the wool. It's not. We're talking about semer gmalim. It's not semer gmalim.
No, it's real wool. It's bona fide wool. Yeah. Okay. So in any event, so it's made. These minola don't have a problem with kilayim. Habordis says more. Habordisin is barrier. That's what it is. Habordisin is dilma. Hadamakitukon. Kuvlin umaforin. These are all types of garments. Minola sapino. Dardasin. Now dardasin again are like sock-like. Sock-like shoes or sock-like foot coverings, booties. Yeah, like booties. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afa boy michof hayam umdina siyam. That we use a quote on our Mishnah. We said also those which come, however, not those which come from the seashore and from chutzlarts. Ma, how do we read that? Chof hayam umdina siyam from the seashore, which is in chutzlarts. You need both conditions. Either or. Chofem umdina siyam, meaning either from the seashore or from the chutzarets. Omi chofem shemdina siyam, or is referred specifically to the seashore, which is in chutzarets. Okay, which one is it? So it says, Umar mimad the tani kigon sorvachavar says, since we learn concerning this abraisa, which says we're talking about Tyre and its friends, Kesorin Mechovro says, Caesarea and its friends, meaning the suburbs around those areas, Hadar Marah, this teaches us, that it's Michov Yam Shemdina Siam, the seashore which is in Chutzlaret. I guess the old Caesarea was Chutzlaret. I don't know, Caesarea seems now to be in the focal in the middle of Israel, but I guess at the time it had a status of Chutzlaret. Unless there's another case, sorry. Says Mora, Hadar the Tamer Yishonish Lois of Pishon Matsuy B'chol Yom Mokom. All these attainments only originally when linen was not so prevalent. And now the linen is very prevalent. You have to check no matter where you are, because who knows where the linen got introduced somehow. Mino shel zarav, there's a certain shoe which is called the mino shel zarav. It's not the same one in our Mishnah. We had zered. Here it says zarav, but it could be it's the same thing. It's the same, some type of shoe. So be it as it may. So it says here, or booty, or shoe. So there's an is asrin de zarvin imra. There's some places where they stitch wool, min go, inside it. And then you have to check it out. Furthermore, kadod rabbi zira mefakid rabbi abba barzvina. In such a case, rabbi zira would command rabbi abba barzvina, I guess a student, that Yo Viomar, that Rabbi Razvina should go tell Labar Rishon, An individual called Bar Rishon, who's either the shoemaker or consumer of these shoes, lo yachut le misane bekiton, he shouldn't tie his shoes with a linen shoelace. Elibritzua, rather with a, not tie, sorry, he shouldn't sew the shoe with a linen lay, with a linen lace, but, rather with a leather lace. So, in this case, since there was wool inside the shoe, so they had to make sure not to sew it with linen, because that would be, what? No. They were, it was very in prevalence, he was cotton. Yeah. I think it was prohibitively expensive to process cotton in the old days for the cotton gin, so they didn't use it that frequently. So he says that they should, so therefore you shouldn't sew these shoes, since they have wool linings inside, with linen threads. You should rather use leather threads to sew them. Modi, now, there's something not clear here. Something not clear, which is exactly what the configuration of the leather to the wool to the linen is, because you'll see here, although the way I've just translated it, it means that you're not supposed to sew your shoe with linen to say if it has a wool lining. There are others who learn this Gemara, and I'm not sure exactly how to work it in. There are others who learn this Gemara that's talking about if you wear a shoe which has a wool lining in it, you shouldn't wear a linen sock. You shouldn't wear a linen sock. Why? So there's a gzeira. It's a gzeira rabbanan, obviously, because they're not sewn together. The gzeira rabbanan is based on a premise. It's based on the premise that you can't remove the sock without removing the shoe. So therefore, it looks like shotness. The fact that the wool shoe encases the linen sock looks like shotness. Okay? So gzeira rabbanan. Is that clear? Let's see if we can fit that into the words. Let's go back a line. Mino shel zarav, this certain shoe, isas, in a place of the zarvin imra mingo, the place where they line it, they stitch it with wool inside. God, the Rabbi Zira, in this case, it was similar to that which Rabbi Zira said, in fact, Rabbi Abar Zvina, the authority of Abar Zvina, Vyomer Bar Rishon, to tell Bar Rishon, to lay chutle misane bikiton, it still doesn't work out. He shouldn't tie his shoe in that case with linen, but rather with leather. I guess what it means is like this in this case. What it means is that he had a shoe which had wool in it. Let's learn it's a booty. And it had it was like a wool booty. And he told him not to tie it with a linen cord, because the linen cord which you would tie around the woolen booty would create shatnez derabbanan, or would be exer shatnez derabbanan. This is dissimilar from the next case, says the Gemara. Modi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira concedes Bahain, those individuals, the Oscar Piske the Amar, who tie a woolen gartel, a woolen belt, al dekita on their flat linen garments, du shari. That's okay. Du shonat garme, because then a person sucks in air, he contracts himself, the nachtale, and he can get out of the woolen garment, he can get out of the linen garment without untying the wool. So the parameter here, according to Bezira, is you have to be able, in order that you should be allowed to wear wool and linen at the same time, as separate garments, you have to be able to get out of the one garment without tying or untying the other one. So therefore, with a shoe, somehow in the shoelace configuration, you couldn't get off your wool sock unless you would untie the linen shoelaces, so everyone weren't allowed to use the linen shoelaces. But
inside garment, though, and not the outside.
Could be. But in this case over here, where your belt is a woolen belt, and you're wearing linen clothing, if you suck in your air, you can just take your clothing off without removing the belt, and therefore it's mutter. Now, the question, I'm not sure what we would do with our belts, because our belts go into loops. So you have to untie the belt. You can't just, you know, make yourself, contract yourself and take off the clothing without taking the belt off, since it goes into loops which hold it in place. So I know Rabbi Zira holds in that case whether you would be allowed. Sounds like to me that in that case he would forbid you wearing linen pants with a woolen belt. Okay? That's right. But they're usually not Shabbos. Says the Rabbon Kumi Rebbe. Rekumi Rebbe Lo. The Asper Rebbe Lo. Mao Mechim Masane Bekiton. Can you wear a woolen belt with a leather garment? Amar Lo. So he said to them, here there's a tikkun from the Grah. Lama Lo. That's not in the Gemara. But it's mostly, why not? And Omru Le. This is also not in the Gemara yet. Omru Le, they said to him, and the next one instead of Kigon should be Begin. Begin the Rabbi Zira. The Rabbi Zira, Amar Aser. May it's Aser, because Rabbi Zira said it's Aser. Be that as it may, Rabbi Law seems to argue on Rabbi Zira. But Moda Rabbi Elah, who is Rabbi Law, Behan, by the way, in the Bavli, his name is Elah. Rabbi Elah, it's in the Bavli. Behan, in an individual, with an ayin, ayin alf, yeah, Eloi, Eloi, yeah. Moder Rabbi Eloi Belhan, an individual, the Yalbish Dardasin Damar, who wants to wear woolen socks, Agabi Dardasin the Kitan, on top of linen socks, Shua du Aser. That's for sure Aser. Why? The Lo Shalach Elei, if he doesn't take off the upper one, Lo Shalach Are, he can't take off the lower one. Now, by that we mean, the way he learned the previous Gemara, the way the Stipulous Son explains it, is that if you have an open sandal, and you're wearing a sock underneath it, so then there's Mokum to me Mekel, because you can get the sock out by pulling it off through the open front without taking off the shoe. So I'll fall into the same category as the belt. Rabbi Zira nonetheless answered in that case tying the sandal with a linen shoelace. Rabbi Law argues on him in that case. Rabbi Law agrees, however, if you're putting two booties on top of each other, you can't take off one booty without taking off the other booty. So in that case, even Rabbi Law concedes that it's prohibited. Okay? Says the Gemara again, only Yisrin Rabbanan, because there's nothing to sew together, it's only Yisrin Rabbanan. Avuid Rabbi Safra, the father of Rabbi Safra, Shol Rabbi Zira, asked Rabbi Zira, Mao Mitan Pritin, is permissible to put linen, go gulsa in a, not linen, coins, go gulsa in a corner of one's woolen garment, umikarina bechut bekita. But say I have my coins in my pocket over here. And that is a wool suit. Let's say, can I then take a linen thread and knot it around there? Or is that also part of this Xerid Rabban? Again, nothing sewn. It's part of the Xerid Rabban. Mao mita, vice versa. Mao mita and pritin goes thine. Can one put coins inside one's linen garment, umikrinun, and tie them b'chutamai with a woolen tie? Amar lei, so we Rav Zira responded to Rav, to the father of Safra. Chachim Rebbe Ravuna, did you my master? Did you ever meet Ravuna? Ravuna Amar Oser. Ravuna says this is forbidden. Rabbi Avina Amar Oser. Avina says us as well. Shmuel Amar Mutar. Shmuel says permitted. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbi Yasa Amar Mutar. Okay, so the question is whether this is part of the Xerid Rabban or not part of the Xerid Rabban.
Shmuel was in
that dark. Yeah, right. So it's Rabbi Avina, that's Ravina. The truth is, I take that back because this is earlier. This is not the same Ravina because this is the generation of Rabbi Zira. Who was Rabbi Zera. So I don't know. Okay. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah further. Obviously, the Shami was completed well before the Bavli, so it couldn't be the same person. Okay. Ein Oser Mishum Kilayim. Now here we have the very interesting Mishnah, the very basic Mishnah of Shatnez. Ein Oser Mishum Kilayim Ela Tovui Va'orig. The only which is also cause of Kilayim is that which is spun or and woven. Shnemar it says Lo Tilbash Shatnez Dava Shua Tovui Venus. Now, everybody goes to town. I looked in the article he did, has an outstanding explanation of this Mishnah here. You know, people like to malign article for good reason, but he did this. The Mishnais is really great. They really did an outstanding job on Mishnais. So he has here. He has here. Shua Tavi News. Guess how he translates Shua Tavi News? He translates it as something which is Shua Tavi and News.
That's true.
And he says here, he has pages and pages and pages on it. He says that the term shatne, shua, derives from a root meaning smooth and refers to the process of hackling or combing the fibers prior to spinning. As for the other two terms, tavli refers to spinning, as is evident from Exodus. The meaning of nose, however, is not so clear. Rashi and Rashi understand nose to be synonymous with aruk, and hence it refers to weaving. The Mishnah's opening remark that kilayim must be spun and woven is thus based on the current analysis of the term shatnez as meaning combed, spun, and woven. For a fabric to count as shatnez according to scripture, its manufacture must include these three stages. However, there's a disagreement. He goes on to define a long disagreement, which I'll summarize outside. Rashi holds that Shua Tavi News are combed, spun, and woven. Tosis holds that Shua Tavi News means combed, spun, and twisted. And what word means woven? So it says, Losibash Shadnez Semopishtim Yachdov. Yachdov means woven. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, to have Shatnez the right, so you need all three. And the simple assumption of that is that you have to take a thread of linen, you have to take linen and wool, comb them together, spin them together, and then knit with them together. All three stages. Mamish, like the big dekun on the Beis Hamikdash, where they took different strands of material, spun them together into threads, and then wove with them. Right? That's what it has to be. Shua, Tavi, News, all three. Either woven, spun and combed. And combed, spun, and woven. Combed is the wool combed. Spun is like on the spinning needle, like, you know, with Rumpelstiltskin. And nose is woven according to Rashi. That's what woven means, and according to the text, it means twisted. Right after the wool is spun, it's twisted.
What's the difference between weaving and twisting?
Twisting is to twist the threads. Weaving is to weave the threads into actual garments. Okay? According to Tosis, the word Yachtov means that. But both according to Rashi and Tosis need all three to make the Shatnez the Raisa. The Rambam holds Shatnez is any one of these three processes. Either Shua, Tov, even knows. Not only that, he says Shua means pressed, as in making the felt. Such as, you know, a hat is made out of felt, right? So this is just, they just press the material in order to make this. That's also felt, right? The lining of the jacket, the basting. So that's, I think it's called basting. Whatever it's called. So that's also felt. So that's pressed. Nose he learns is twining or spinning. Now, twining or sewing, excuse me. So the Ramos, any of these things done, anything makes a doraisa. Now, the Pash Pshah and the Gemara Nida, which we learned at Daf Samacha a few days ago, was like Rashi. And unfortunately, point that out, like Rashi and Tosfos need all three. The Pash Pshah and the Yerushalmi here, we'll see, is going to be like the Rambam. And I think that this is in one of the many cases in which the Rambam Pats can like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. Here he says that you need either Shua Tov or even news, even though the Bavli seems to learn that all three are necessary in order to make Shatnez Doraisa. Okay? Yeah. Twining or sewing. He brings it down here. As I said, he does a really excellent explanation here.
Twining means like Tosfos or sewing like.
Yes, twining is like, to, right, either or. It could be I just wrote it wrong. Could be the scissor. According to Rashi, it wouldn't be an Isidoraisa. According to Rambam, it's Isidoraisa.
So how do we hold?
We're Machmir. Machmir and everything. Any linen and wool.
That's the whole purpose of really checking for shatnez anyway. Because if it's processed, you have all these different three stages.
You can never have shatnez the rice according to Rashi and Tosfos Manos. It would be impossible to find, right? Because they never take them together, right? Okay. All right. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Imer. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, why is shatnez called shatnez? No loz. He is a scoffer. Who made this is Avi Shishmaim, and he scoffs at his father in heaven who commanded him. Or no, he says here in the bottom, not a scoffer, rather he's a twisted person, distorted. He distorts that which is for his father in heaven commanded him not to wear shatnez. How levadim asurim? Now levadim pressed wool, pressed felt, is also wool nation shuin, because that's shua. According to Rashi Tosis means it's also the Rabbana. According to Rama means it's also the Raisa. Pif shel tzemer, a border of wool, which shall pishan on a linen garment, also is forbidden. They should chosen boring because though they were not combed and spun together, they were woven together. Meaning they sewed the border onto the linen garment. So again, according to the Rambam, this would be the Raisa, right? According to the Rashi Tais, it would be the Rabbanan. They didn't just sew it on, actually. I guess they did sew on. Looks, however, like they're woven together. Rabbi Yossi Amer, Meshichos, now here there's a typo, it should be Meshichos Sheba Shel Argoma. That means strings of purple wool. Our garment is purple wool. Our surim are forbidden. They're not allowed to use them as belts. And, as a girdle. Neishu moilo achlo kosher. You connect them to the garment in some way before you tie them. I don't know if it's through belt loops or because it's not clear exactly how you connect them, but they used to connect them to the garment before they tie them. So this is the Rabbanan of connecting wool to linen. Loik shor seret shel tzemer b'shal pishton lach gorbos mostav. You cannot, let's say you want to make a belt which has on one side wool and on the other side linen. And in the middle on both sides, they don't connect, but you have leather on either side. Nonetheless, it's also because they're in the same belt together. Okay, this is the Rabbanan, not this is the Raisa. Okay? Loitzer, Serachel, Tzemer, Shalpish, and Lachbars, Mosav, Ava, Bishar, and Tzilabemta, even if there's a belt, there's leather between them. Also, Sago, Gardim, Vosa, Sako, Sip, embroidery, which either the weavers or the launderers put into your garment to recognize whose belongs to Asuras Mishum Klein, they're also because of Kilein. Okay, so embroidery of one type and another type is going to be also as well. Okay, sometimes it's ornamental, sometimes it's functional, it's going to be also. Okay.
Even if you're using it for a handkerchief,
see,
you have an embroidery.
No, it's not also about, no, it's only also if it's a shirt. Ask Gemara Nisne Shaz. Now, these are all obvious questions. I'm not sure why these are all so significant. As one nisne shaz, lo nisne tani. Let's not say shatnez, let's just say shaz. Because tani is obvious, because tani means woven. Not woven. Spun. So isn't that obvious that you need to spin it? You have to weave it, comb it, and then weave it. So tovi is obviously aser. Says Mar, no. Yilutina shaz, lutina tani. If you wouldn't have the middle letters, Havin Army, I would have said tovi mutter, that it's mutter to spin the threads together. Mastisulu amrakein. Our Mishnah tells us not that way. Ela ein osim shun klaim ela tovi v'aruk. That it's only osim klaim if it's tovi. So we see that tovi is osir. Okay. It says
the assumption of this question here is that the word shatnez really is an acronym.
Right.
as opposed to being a separate word, but it's right. Just a drushit kind of.
It's not just a drushit, right? Really, that word, really, which makes sense because the word kilayim would have sufficed otherwise. The word shatna is besides. It sounds so strange. It's not like any other Hebrew word, right? So it clearly seems to indicate that it's an acronym.
Strange person.
What? Yeah, but not like that. Okay, one which has no etymology whatsoever, is no shorish of any sort, you know. But that's an Aramaic.
Yeah.
Gar Sadusa. Yeah, but that's Aramaic. That's a legitimate Aramaic word. This is not a legitimate Hebrew word. What would the root of Shatnez be? That's the saying. It's a word which is more kav of three roots. Shua Tavli Nuz. Okay. Says the Gemara, Nisne Shah. So this is much more like the Rambam clearly, that the Torah is answering each step of the process. Nisne Shah, Loli Ne Nuz, Yiltina Shah, Loli Ne Nuz, Avi Amina would have said, which is Shah Na Nuz, Isa would have said that it knows the Lamed is extraneous, that knows is Mutter. Masis Lomra Kei, and our mission tells us that that's not true. Elapiv Shel Tsemer, Michel Pishton, if you have a border of wool in a linen garment, that's also a nation chosus loring because they make a together they comprise a woven entity. Nisne Tanaz, lo nisne Shah. Let's mention the last two, not the first one. Ilotanina Tanaz, velo Tanina Shah. Would have had just said Tanaz and not Shah. Havin Amri, I would have said Hosha Mutter. That's Mutter to comb them together. So Masnisalom, okay, which means that to bring them together in a situation where they become adhered to each other. And Masnisalom, okay, which doesn't say that. Elevadi Nasrim Nation showing. Anything which is brought together in any way, shape, or form, even if it's just felt, that already makes it awesome. We learned that the belts of purple wool are forbidden. So here's a typo also. It should be East Tani Tani Asuros. Should say there's some who learn it's Asur, East Tani Tani Mutaros. And there's some who learn it's Mutar. Madam Asuros, he says also on Ilay Tarsayo. It's like the Tarsi belts, they make it very tight, so you can't remove your garment unless first you remove your belt. And before we had Xavier, which said that if it's so tight that you can't remove your garment without removing the belt, then it's also be rabbanan to use a belt of linen with wool or vice versa. Madamar Mutoros. He says it's permissible to shanat karmevu nachtalay. He says it's all about a belt that you can contract yourself, squeeze yourself out of the belt, and your clothes will come off, despite the fact you're wearing this belt of this foreign material, as we learned earlier this evening. Okay, on we go. Last Mishnah, what is purported to be the hardest Masechta in Yerushalayim. It wasn't that bad, was it? It was pretty bad, right? Tafei was harder. Tamai was harder for it, yeah. Tafei was not harder. Atokev Tkifa Achas. Tamai was immediately pre-swung. The one with the little letters. Atokev Tkifa Achas. Somebody who makes one. Now, this is talking about sewing. If you put. Here's your garments. You put the thread through once, like that. That's not sewing. Doesn't create the issue of kilayim. So this is this. Let's say this is linen, and this is wool. And you connect them with one thread that's not considered to be kilayim. They're not truly connected. Right? So I'll give people house one time through Eina Chibur. Eina Chibur doesn't make them chumar. This lin is not mechumar, this wool vis-a-vis tumah. In other words, if this lin becomes tumah, this wool does not. Ve'emashim kilayim, there's no place for kilayim. Vashon the Shabbos, if I remove the thread on Shabbos potter, I'm exempt. I didn't do anything the right. Also, what creates a chibur? if I put it through like that, like you. That's sewing. That's a stitch. This is not. Okay? Is that clear?
In this one, it's not, is it on one level or is it interwoven? Like this is on top and the other is on the bottom.
Like that's correct. I don't know. I don't think it makes a difference. It only makes a difference. Yeah.
So they just slip out.
Right. It's not called truly sewn. Also, Shneo Shebetzad Echot Chibor, that's connected via its connection vis-a-vis Tuma. Now that it's considered to be one garment, Yesh Mishum Klein, is Brown Klein. Lashon the Shad, Zinu Shabbos Yerchayim. Edomer Achet Talish, you need three. Meaning you have to go, you get the idea. One, two, three. Okay? In surgery, you use single. Usually, you use single ones, don't you?
You double back.
Do you do stitches? Okay. Vashon the tribe is chayber. Either man to shalish. Hasak v'kupa mitzvah v'chaim. Now, nobody knows exactly what this line means. But the best shot is the Rambam's little shot, I think. The Rambam says if you put wool and linen and stuff them tightly into a sack, and then you want to wear the sack, it's kilayim. Which makes sense because they check the padding in your shoulder pads, I believe, when they check for shatness, because they're stuffed tightly together. So therefore, there might be a problem with kilayim. I think that's why they check. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they check the material itself. But so I have the impression that they check if it's kilayim. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Ad Yechus Kol Sitri. You know, when it says, it says that this is key line. I mean, this is a stitch. There can't be any string dangling down. It's got to be completely through. So I assume there's like a knot at the end, although we're going to discuss whether that's true. But there can't be any stuff dangling, because that's not considered to be a bona fide stitch at that point. It's got to be completely through, all the way through. Says more Amar Rabbi Yana. Rabbi said Amar Lulu Rabbi Chen. They said to Rabbi Chen, "Say you cro accusation. Go and read our Mishnah." Vatina. Then we learn Osir Shnei Roshel Tzad Echad. As long as he went through and through again, it doesn't matter. Me'atod Yechus V'Yesuk. According to you, have to pull it tight. You have to pull it tight. Would really mean how do you pull it tight? There's only one way to pull it tight, by going again in. Right, only then could you pull this end tight and not leave something hanging out. So that's it. The two becomes three, and the three will become four. If you want to make it tight over here, how is a chayach such a thing, right? Me'at adyechus v'yesh has got to go back in again. For a time, Rabbi Yehuda me'at shishash, Rabbi Yehuda said three times, Me'at adyechus v'yesh, he also would have to go back in again. Elo achein v'achein. No, you're wrong. It's like one in and one out, here and here, as long, and even if they're dangling, it's still considered to be a proper stitch. Chut shishchil l'machat. If you have a thread which is in the eye of a needle. I feel koshrumi economy con, even if it's sewn, so it can't come out of the needle, the eye of the needle, until it's snapped. Eno chibur, and here's a typo, it should be eno chibur, period. It's not a chibur, it's not connected to the needle. In other words, if the needle becomes tamei, the thread does not become tamei. They're considered two distinct things, and one keli is never a metame another keli, except when there's mashkin between the two of them. But normally, a keli is not metame another keli. However, here the Gro throws in a word, tafer lebeged. Once you've sewn the needle into the garment, hachud chibur lebeged, then the thread is connected to the garment. Veino chibur lemachad. Again, it's not connected to the needle. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Tarvayin Omri, they both said, Bikashim Ikanami Khan, that which we said that over here it's considered so, that this is a stitch, it's only if you have a knot over here and a knot over here. You gotta knot it so it doesn't slip out, because otherwise it's just gonna slip. Says the Gemara, Milayim the Rabbon, I'm pleading. That's nice, but the rabbis argue. Dom Rabbi Rabbi Barba Yer Meshem Rab Hamam Tiach Tzadim B'Shabbos Chai Mishum Toper. If I take this configuration and let's say it's loose and I tighten it on Shabbos, I'm chai because of Toifer. So if I have a loose seat and I tighten on Shabbos, I'm chai because of Toifer. Now if you take out to make knots in it in order to make it bonafide Toifer, so then v'yemar mishum Toifer mishum kosher, let's say I'm chai because of both tying and knotting. It doesn't say that. It must be that I don't have to knot in order to be chai because of sewing. Okay, so even if I just pull these tight without knotting it, that's enough to be chayv on Shabbos. Okay?
The last act of
not by Tofer. Why is Makam Patish can come loose? Because it was got loose in the first place. The seam is, you're not completing the seam now. The seam got loose again. Only if you actually, what happens like this, it's not Makam Patish for two reasons. Makam Patish is the first time somebody completed the garment. If seam comes loose in the garment later on and you retighten it, that's how called Makam Patish. So I said, in order to be Makam Patish, you have to talk to be complete. If it has the capacity to frequently come loose again, so that's not considered complete. It's not permanent, I should say. It's be complete and permanent. And that wouldn't be in this case. Yeah, but Misaka, we only say when we have nothing else we can put it into. So we're put in the category of Tofer, said Rizzis and Misaka. Okay? I'm Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Simon said, time of the Rabbi Yehuda. The large Rabbi Yehuda say need three. 1, 2, 3. Hayday shlishi melacha miskayemes. Because when you do three times, it stays in place. Even without a knot. It's fixed. Ma, ask more. What are you saying, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer? Is Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Eliezer? The tzina, the one we learned over there. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. In order to be chai mikilayim, you have to orek shlosh chodim mitzchil. You have to weave three threads, or vachas al orek. If you already had woven three threads and you add another one, you're chai. So we see he also requires three. Rabbi Lerner said not necessarily. Time Rabbi Lezer tamon aydei shlishi melacha miskayemes. There, the reason Rabbi Lezer required a third one is because only by a third one will the weave maintain itself. Paramacha, no, it's because that's a weave. So when you make a weave, you need three layers in order to make it permanent. Paramacha, but here, pachas mikan, even if it's less, even perhaps if it's two, it should, is a type which should be low mistater. It's not going to get ruined. Okay, so there, Rabbi Lezer might require a weave of three. But over here, it wouldn't require a stitch of three. A stitch or two would be sufficient to keep it intact. Okay? Says Umar, Rabbi Simon, Mishim Rishim Levi said, Lo Shano Elasak, that which you said in our Mishnah. Again, according to Rambam, that you throw a whole bunch of linen and wool into a sack, and becomes also to wear that sack because of kilayim. That's only a sack. And I think it's a sack because it's soft and it's malleable and becomes like a garment when you wear it. However, a sal, if it's a basket, which is stiff, and the wool and linen don't mix together and conform a garment through their combination in the sack, lo, it's not a problem. Ashkachtani, however, that's a nice vole, but we found that it's wrong. Hasal v'asak v'akupa, baskets and sacks and other kinds of baskets, we start from mikilayim, they join whatever's within them to kilayim. Oh, all you may have been lime, but here's a great answer, guys. You could sit in a king lime tent. Wasn't that a great answer? Even though it protects you.
It's not touching you.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter as long as you're not wearing it. That's not to derech levisha. Rabbi Yehuda, boy, Who no maushet starve making life? Can you join up with your son to make you life? So what does he mean by that? Hey Chavida, what are we talking about? Who lovish mani damar rei lovish mani the kita? He's wearing linen garments. Wool garments. Son's wearing linen garments. How could that be? So says where? Oh no, it's not a kasher. It's a statement. Well, hey Chavida, what? No, they're wearing a belt here. Hey Chavida, who lavish money that Mari? He's wearing woolen garments. Uvrei lavish money to keep down. His son's wearing linen garments. Nas a piske that Mar, and they take a wool belt. Vagla tarvaya tarvayin, and they encircle both of them. Because there, they can't get out of it, one without the other. It's not like you said before, we can easily slip out on your own. So therefore, that's key line, Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi. What?
Three-legged
race. Rabbi Yossi, it said, Vahain no nashu. That case is not tight. In other words, it says Rabbi Yossi has to be very tight in order for it to be, in order to make it kilayim, which means either the belt has to be very, very tight so it can't loosen at all, or it has to be, of course, that they sew it together, which is also nashuch, right? It's called nashuch, biting, because it's sewn together, okay? Rabbi Chaga boy, who at mo maushi itstarif to kilayim? What about he himself can be mitstarif to kilayim? What does it mean? Kigo hechavida, hechavida, who, what a case we're talking about? Lovish dardasin, the imar b'chadraglaya, he's wearing woolen socks on one foot, the dardasin, the kitam b'chadraglaya, and a linen sock on the other foot. So, idiot, right? Rabbi, I couldn't see it when he took the socks. It's not, they're still not connected, right? So
how is it, why is it,
before we start, I need a bracha this night, someone which has a hadron, because this one has no hadron. By the way, you should note that this is a milestone in a couple of ways. First of all, it's by the alleged artist Masechta Yerushalmi, and also we're finishing the first volume of the Yerushalmi Shas, which means we only have six more to go. So, I managed to get this one quite beat up with the help of doctors for now. We're planning to see him, which is in about 3.5 years, and it's going to be. Anyway, let's see.
Reinsdorf's Jewish. He wouldn't
mind. Is it in there? Okay. The last Mishnah Kilayim talks about what's necessary in order to make Kilayim the rice and the Rabbanan shatnez, the rice and the Rabbanan, in terms of the sowing. Well, actually, I shouldn't say the rice and the Rabbanan, because we had a big machlokas in this Mishnah before. According to Rashi and Tosfos, no shatnez to in our day and age is the Doraisa. Because Rashi and Tosfos hold that in order to have shatnez Doraisa, it has to be that the linen and wool are combed together and then spun together into threads and then woven into a garment together. It's not just enough to sew a linen thread into a woolen garment. That's not sufficient. That the Rambam holds that that's a shatnez Doraisa, that any of these things, if you have wool and linen combed together or pressed together into a felt, or you have linen and wool which are spun together in thread, or you have linen and wool which are woven together, any of those are Doraisa. But the Rashi Tosfos holds that has to be all three. So the last, that which we have shatnez Doraisa, and we may be Doraisa, is only according to the Rambam, not going to Rashi and Tosfos. And in fact, this seems to be machlokes between the Yerushalmi and Bavli, as I said before. The Yerushalmi seems to hold that like the Rambam, and the Bavli seems to hold like the Rashi and Tosfos. Bidah made the last Mishnah discusses what kind of stitch you need in order to make shatnez. Is it a stitch which just goes one, that this is a wool garment, that this is a linen garment, stitch which just goes once through and connects the two? According to Rashi, Tosis is the Rabbanan, but according to Tosis, according to Rambam, maybe the Raisa. So everyone agrees this is not Tanakamo. When it goes through twice, but you go through and come back like you, and Rabbi Yehuda has to go through and come back again, like a double U, but a different kind of W that we have. Now, the thing is like this. Then the Gemara goes through also to Takonis to Rabbanan, such as if you have a very tight belt of linen, you can't put the very tight belt of linen around your woolen garment and vice versa, unless there's ways you can slip out of it. But then the Gemara goes to a couple of wild cases and says, well, what about this case? What about this case? And the Gemara says, each one of these cases, it's not noshuch. In other words, it has to be, even to be also the Rabbanan, there has to be a tight connection, a biting relationship between the wool and the linen. So therefore, the Yerushalmi ends up with the following case. So it says, lo tzurcha delo. So those issues are not necessary to ask. But let's talk about the following issue. Hayu berosh berishon patzios. You have on one foot, or it's not clear exactly where what it means by Rishon here, but you had here wounds. Yoiv siplene the smartuta amar, and you put a bandage made out of a rag of wool al chada. The siplene the smartuta kitan, and you put a bandage of a rag of linen al chada on the other one. Is that considered to be a connection? Now this is I assume that they're close to each other, and they're, since you're going to keep the bandages there, so therefore it's considered, perhaps should be considered to be a form of shatnez derabbanan. So says Gemara, Harm Rabbi Yossi, v'ein no noshuch. That case is also ain't no in the Yerushalmi is a contraction for the word eino. It's not, they're not biting each other. The only time it's osur is when it's nasha, when it's biting each other. Just in brief, a little vort, the Michtam Elio says that Shatnez, he brings down that from the Radbaz, that Shatnez means a satan az, a very bitter, devilish kind of mixture. And the reason why this is so, says that the linen represents din. Pishton represents din. And wool represents rachamim, chesed. And he brings rayas for that, why, how we know that linen represents din and wool represents racham, chesed. One is chesed, one is din. And the only way, one has to be very careful when one deals with chesed and din, or chesed and gevura, to be more precise. He says, generally speaking, chesed, gevura is very good when you use it on yourself. But when you use it against others, it's very, very bad. And that's, of course, the midah of Esav. His gevura was directed towards others. The midah of Yitzchak was gevura interdirected. Ezu gibar kovish is Yitzro. Chesed is the exact opposite. Chesed is very good when you use it towards others, but it's very bad when you use it towards yourself, because you indulge yourself. And the midah of chesed towards others is Avraham, and the midah of chesed towards oneself is, of course, Yishmael, who is a very lustful individual. So that's the chesed and gevura are antithetical. The one should be outer-directed and one should be inner-directed. The worst thing one can do is to have both chesed and gevura direct in the wrong directions. That's shatness. One has chesed for oneself and gevura for others. That's terrible. So therefore, that's the danger of shatness, that one takes midos and mixes and matches them in the wrong way, in an improper fashion. Therefore, the Torah is telling us this in the prohibition on mixing shatnez, wool, and linen together. There are times when wool and linen is supposed to be mixed together. When are wool and linen supposed to be mixed together? Bigdei kuhuna, or by tzitzis. In the service of a mitzvah, then one knows the proper way to make use of chesed and gvura and combine them in a way which is going to be chesed outer-directed and gvura inner-directed. And then he goes into a discussion of Cain and Hevel, where of course Cain brought flax, it brings down, they brought from his pishton as a korban, and Hevel brought from wool, from the sheep as his korban. And he says how it goes into how each one manifested the midah, kind of gvura, Hevel of Chesed, and how that their first combination didn't work out well. That's why there had to be the Isser of Shatnez in order to know that one has to be very careful when bringing these traits together. They can be very volatile, and one can only use them in the proper service.
So why would someone be allowed to mix wool linen like the Kavod Shabbos for a suit then if you were doing it for a mitzvah?
That's a good question. The Torah didn't answer it in the context. The Torah didn't make it mutter for. The Torah only made it mutter where there's no alternative. I'm not sure how to say that clearly. But in other words, the Torah said in a case where we want to demonstrate to you. Let me clarify it better. In a case where tchelas is essential. In other words, the component which is essential is where there's a mitzvah to wear tchelas, right? So there, the tchelas must come together with the linen. There's a mitzvah in the linen and a mitzvah in the wool. And then the one is allowed to combine the two. But if you just want to take shatnez, where there's no mitzvah to wear any component thereof, it's just for your own convenience, then that's forbidden. But the truth is, I don't know if that answers your question well. Obviously, the bottom line is that this is a chok. Shatnez is one of the greatest chukim in the Torah. And of course, even chukim have logics, them have understandings. But ultimately, what?
And exceptions, right.
So ultimately, unless we are very big chachamim, which none of us are, then we were not able to define exactly to what extent kilayim is kilayim, what extent it's not. Hadrulach Maseches Kilayim Badrachlon, Dadlon says Kilayim Vadatochlon, Lotisnashim Noch Maseches Kilayim, Lotisnashim Non, Loba Amadev Loma Amadasi. Hadrulach Maseches Kilayim Badrachlon, Dadlon Maseches Kilayim Vadatochlon, Lotisnashim Noch Maseches Kilayim, Lotisnashim Non, Loba Amadev Loma Amadasi. Hadrulach Maseches Kilayim Badrachlon, Dadlon Maseches Kilayim Vadatochlon, Lotisnashim Noch Maseches Kilayim, Lotisnashim Non, Loba Amadev Loba Amadasi. Yeah. Yiskadav Yiskadash Meirabo. Vomadu Asid Yiskados Olachayim Esayo. Asok Yisun Chayam Ol Mivnei Katod Yushleim. Ushach Loloi Chlei Bekava. Umerkal Pochon and Chom Minaro. Ulasov Pochon Nishmael Lasrei. Vemli Kuchabrichu Machusei Vikarei. Bechai Chom Vemachon Vchai Rechol Beis Yisrael. Bagulov Yisman Karivim Rabbah mevarach liolam umei omer yisbarach vishtabar vishbar vishaman vishnasei vishadov vishalev vishalosh meid kuchal b'richo leilam minchah b'chosav vishirasat ushbrasav nechmasah tamiram biyomavim umei haisav v'amram v'tamleim v'kol tamleim samleim v'akom andaskim v'raisa divas v'adim limchol asav v'asav yein lohon uchon shalom rabbah v'chinu v'chis v'achamin v'chayin v'chinu v'zonei v'vichay v'kunam v'kunam avundi v'shmayo v'arovim umei יש לו מראה במשמה היו וחיים עולינו והכל ישראל ומואמי עושה שלום מרמו עבורי עושה שלום עולינו והכל ישראל ומואמי שכח